It's Tuesday. On a Tuesday, we like to find out what they're doing in the game. They play in heaven around the Upper Hunter. Weeksy joins us as always. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good morning, Bear. Good morning, everybody listening on 981 2 and 2am.com.au.
Mate, you say you've got a couple of ladies' exclusives. What do you got for us?
Yeah, fantastic. I was down there at the home of World Rugby at Foreshore on Saturday to see that three games there as New South Wales A took on the Brumbies Runners. We're well beaten, funnily enough. The ladies took each other on in a Bill Corp Super Rugby trial there as the Brumbies took on the Waratahs. And also a little bit earlier, a couple of the young fellas there, Ed Arnott and also Mitch Wells, helped themselves to opportunities to be part of the New South Wales 20 side that won 33 points to 31. And of course, Foreshore looked like fantasticness, as you'd expect there. But great to see that this weekend, as part of a bigger experience when it comes to ladies, is we have an under-18s trial for a New South Wales side that's going to be at Penrith Emus Rugby Park. Now, part of that is that these side will play against two teams as part of it. So, for the first time, 15-a-side has been looked after a little bit better compared to sevens, because sevens has had such a great emphasis. So, what will happen at this trial is they'll pick a team for New South Wales from there. They'll play Queensland somewhere in Sydney, and then they will play the Brumbies under-18s ladies somewhere in Canberra. So it's a big step moving forward for the 15-a-side game for ladies. As I said, sevens has had such a huge emphasis.
Yeah.
Also, it looks like a Bill Corp Super W game will be held in the western suburbs of Sydney as well. So on Saturday, when we come back, we're going to give you a monstrous story about the Wallaroos and what they're going to get up to, and just some of the fun that's part of that.
All right. Now, juniors, regos must be cutting close to a finish, surely.
Well, they're only just getting started.
Oh.
So interesting to see, of course, on Friday night out at God's Acre, the young tackers there, 6s, 7s, 8s and the like, they can sign up and be part of the experience there. Get your $100 voucher, be part of it. Go through singletonrugbyclub.com.au or the Facebook pages of Singleton Junior Rugby down there at God's Acre. So Reece and also David will look after you down there, as well as Pato. Boys and girls are well and truly welcome. So, of course, it's in Howe Street, which is where all the fast food places are. So you can get to the end of that drive, you'll do really well. Also, of course, Scone has their regos. You can go through the Friday night experience there. Big thing is to go through Australia.rugby. Also, of course, you can go to Scone Rugby Park. And I'll also go through the Facebook pages there of Scone Junior Rugby. And also, of course, Begulbin, the Reds have their juniors as well there at St Phillips. So best thing to do is go through Australia.rugby or go through the Rugby Explorer, and you'll be able to find the opportunity to get stuck into it when it comes to getting registered. Use your $100 voucher that comes from Services New South Wales, and you'll be able to get into it. Also, the Hunter Barbarians for the first time, which is a team that comes out of this area, for the big festivus that is the Cost Challenge.
Yep.
They will be sending a women's side later this year in July, which is a great thing moving forward for 15-a-side rugby.
All right, very quickly, CHS Rugby, we're going to have a chat about that today.
Yeah, next the third is next Thursday. It'll be at Southern Beaches. You need to have gone through your principal and also your sportsmaster. $10 fee if you're part of the Opens, which will end up playing as Hunter at the experience, which is known as the Champs at Coffs Harbour between the 27th and 29th of April. And also, of course, you've got the girls' sevens and also the boys in 16s and 18s. Finally, Friday night, of course, we do have a Super Rugby game. It's Waratahs take on the Reds. That'll be at Leichhardt Oval. That'll be on Stan. But the game on Channel 82 Gem will be the Rebels up against the Force. And that'll be interesting to see how it goes, considering all the dropouts in Stan as well. But we will reflect on that in a bigger way on Saturday when we come back. We have an interview with Roddy Dicarie as well. Excuse my voice. But that should be quite a bit of fun. We caught him at the Beach Rugby a couple of weeks ago in Newcastle. He is very lucid on quite a few aspects, not only rugby, but the NRL. And we look forward to being back on Saturday afternoon from 1 o'clock on 981 2&M and 2&M.com.au.
All right. First round of the Super Rugby last weekend. A good win for the Waratahs, first in a long time. But the Fiji and Drua are not going to be the kind of competition they're going to get from the Reds this week.
No, going to be a real challenge. Also, of course, the ACT Brumbies just got over the line on the weekend.
Good game, that, too.
Yeah, so it's a shame that wasn't on telly. But interesting also, as we go, Ned, goes there, that finally some of the teams got major sponsors, including Ray White for the Brumbies and also Altrad, for goodness sake, a big French company out of the Western Force. But talking with Paul Dorn at the game on Saturday, they're still trying to find a major sponsor for the Waratahs. So hopefully we'll find one in the fullness of time when they rack up those wins.
Fingers crossed. And yes, we will talk more rugby on the Sideline View this coming Saturday with Mr. Rugby himself. Thanks, Weeksy.
No worries. Thanks, Bear.